Hey creators, I am Rebecca Flott and this is the Artisan's Soul Sessions. It's that quick dose of inspiration, the insights for makers like you. Join me in the world of creativity, beautiful stories, and into the art of making. Let's get creative together.
I want to jump in directly to our conversation so the people that are listening, they can get the best of this time and get their heart completely full. You have a tagline that says, imagine a life where success and joy coexist.
Yes.
Help us understand that.
So I believe that society has taught us all about the hustle culture. Success is all about, you know, go, go, go. And so many women that I have met, and myself included, have spent their lives checking off the boxes. So college, career, marriage, all the things that we thought would make us successful, have us have a fulfilled life, all of those things. And when we've done all of that, we find, well, we don't feel that way. And so my belief is that we could do success in a different way, that we get to bring joy along with us, that we don't have to buy into the hustle culture. We can slow down. We can do life our way, life on our terms, and determine what success means to us. And that's where we find the joy.
Wow, that's really good. Because, I mean, a lot of people think like, hey, if they see you financially well, you think, oh, you have reached a success. Your life is great. And that doesn't really mean anything, right?
So I think we'll see a lot of outward success, ambitious women, driven women. And there is nothing wrong with any of that. It's what happens when we've done all of that and lost our soul and lost ourselves along the way. And, you know, there's just a different way. It doesn't mean that we're not going to work hard. Doesn't mean that we're not going to put the effort in. What it means is we get to decide how that best works for us. You know, what does that look like? We don't have to work. So, and these women that look like they have it all on the outside also, I find, are a little bit ashamed, have some shame and guilt around actually admitting that I'm not happy. Because if I look at you from the outside, you'll think, oh my gosh, I wish I had her life. When in all actuality, if you talk to her, she's kind of dead inside. She doesn't know who she is. She doesn't know what's important to her. She's out there, you know, doing everything for external validation and, you know, looks like everything's so perfect and yet it's not. And they're ashamed to say that.
Yeah, that's so good. That is so good. Start getting into this, like, that you wanted to share and coach and teach in those topics. What was there for you?
So for me, it's because I went through the same journey. I, you know, had checked off all the boxes. I thought I was doing all the right things, you know, and I, from the outside, I looked like I had it all going on. On the inside, something didn't feel right. And I didn't want to tell anybody. I didn't want anyone to know because I thought there was something wrong with me. And so what I would do is I would achieve something like a goal and then I'd get it. And I'd be like, oh, this wasn't it. I have to try harder. I have to do something else. And so I just put more on my to-do list and more on my goal list thinking, I'm not getting this right. Something's wrong with me. I'm not getting this right. And I should be so happy and I'm not. Until I hit actually about midlife and I was like, wait a minute, something's got to stop. I lost the job that I had. It allowed me to sit back and decide, do I just keep going on this hamster wheel and this treadmill? Or am I at a point in my life? I really was at a point in my life where I wanted to stop that and I wanted to figure out what really was going on instead of just throwing stuff at it and just continuing to move forward. And so I basically started going on this journey of, you know, who am I? What do I really want in life? Because I never had stopped long enough to find out, what did Laura Marie really want in life? What did I want? And so, and it really, I did not give myself permission to do that until midlife. And I think midlife is really a turning point for many women, because lots of times if we've had children, they're moving on. You know, we have things happen in our lives at that point. We might lose a job like I did. You know, our children, we might become empty nesters. We're more, we are at a place where we're more likely to go, hey, I don't like this anymore, because we're willing to stop and look at ourselves at that point. And that's exactly what I did. And I found, as I went on this journey, that there were other women that felt exactly like I did. And so over the years, I continue to grow. I continue to determine who I am and what I want. And really, my passion and my mission is, I like to say I am the founder of the Wild Awake Woman. And basically, it's my mission to help other women. Bottom line is, when we get to the grave, I want you to know that you lived your life to the fullest, full out, all on, whatever that means to you. And that's the key. No two people are alike. What I think living to the fullest is could be completely different than what you think living to the fullest is. So we get to decide, instead of just going on that, either on the hamster wheel or living in autopilot, we get to tap back into ourselves and reconnect and light ourselves up.
Oh, that's so powerful. I mean, oh, this is so powerful, because we forget that we get this one life, right? And this is, and that's something so beautiful that you teach us, you know, you teach all of us so beautiful, like, hey, be intentional about that. And I see you passionately pursue this for many years since I know you, or even before. And so in this journey that you face, this journey that you encounter as a Wild Awake Woman, what did you experience in other people once that they get coached, once that they find out, hey, I need a little shift here, a little change here? What's some of the, like, discover along the way that you saw that you were like, oh my gosh, this is incredible?
You know, for me, it was the excitement of watching these women come back alive and to have hope that this wasn't all there was to their lives, that there was more, that they could step into whatever they, whatever would light them up, whatever it meant for them to be a Wild Awake Woman. And the fact that it can be done, and it isn't huge changes. It can be just little small changes along the way that take your life back. You know, I don't ask my clients to quit their jobs or to sell all their possessions and walk out into the desert to find themselves. There's just a few steps that they can start incorporating into their life, and it makes all the difference in the world. It's just small things that just compound on each other.
That's amazing. That's so helpful. Because, you know, so if there's somebody listening to this podcast right now, and we have a great, you know, a really wonderful group amount of people here, if there's people that are listening to this and they are just in survival mode, okay, that's all they're doing. They're surviving, they're going to their jobs, they're doing just the right thing, what the society tells them to do, but deeply inside, they're discontent. They're miserable, they're feeling alone, disconnected, and really don't know how to climb out of that place, right? What would be like the first step as an expert in this area that you are? You know, I'm so honored to know you. What would be the first step that you would tell them?
The first thing that I would say to them is, let's look at spaciousness. That's the first place. And spaciousness can be as little as, let's add 5 minutes in your day in the morning where you sit and enjoy your coffee and you don't do anything else. Or you get up and you don't reach for your phone for the first 5 minutes. Or you spend time in the shower and really feel the water, really like let your mind go and wander. And it, so spaciousness, yes, is about rest. However, it's also, it also can just be 5 minutes, just starting to be present. If you have a packed calendar, give yourself 10 minutes between your meetings. Get up, walk out of your office, or, you know, if you work from home, move, do a little dance break for 5 minutes, start adding a little spaciousness into your life. And that gives you the ability to start like letting stuff go and not feeling so stressed and so much on a tight time schedule. It just opens things up. Start breathing. Just take some deep breaths in between things. Just simple acts of, you know, those kind of things, you know, to add a little bit of spaciousness into your day. You know, look at your calendar every day. Where can I add a few minutes that I'm not rushing from thing to thing, that I can just sit and just breathe and relax? Start giving yourself permission to have some room in your day and start just knowing what that feels like, because we don't know. For so long, we're just like from this thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing. So start with just 5 minutes. Give yourself a little bit of time that's yours. Maybe it's, if you have children, you go sit in the bathroom for 5 minutes. You know, find yourself a little hiding place. If you have to go get in the car and drive down the block and park in the street for 5 minutes, whatever that looks like. Maybe it's you pull out a book and you read a fun book for yourself that, you know, maybe it's fiction, maybe it's nonfiction, but it's not, maybe not work related. 5 minutes, 5 minutes a day, and then expand on that. What can I do the next day? The thing to remember is you are not going to make great strides. You are not going to go from A to Z immediately. You want to go from A to B, B to C, C to D, however it works for your life. And then that way you can be successful. 1% difference.
So that's what you're saying. So what you're trying to say, at least for those that are listening, is that it's not like a change of life from night and you wake up and all of a sudden your life changes. It's really the small things that becomes your life, right?
Yes, yes. The ordinary becomes extraordinary. You just start giving yourself space to begin with. And then you start seeing, a lot of my women don't have any idea what they like and don't like because they've lived so much for everyone else. So you've given yourself spaciousness. Take that time to think about, what do I like? What about this moment right now do I like? Look around. What do I like that I see that's in my peripheral, that is in my line of sight? Start tapping into, what do you like? What lights you up?
Oh my goodness. This is so powerful. Wow. This is so powerful though, because those questions usually we don't ask ourselves.
No, we ask what everyone else wants, right?
Yes.
How can I help you? What would you like? What do you want? So now we get to ask those questions of ourselves. We get to take the time and ask the questions of ourselves. And you know, in the beginning, you might not know the answer, and that's okay. This is the journey. This is the exploration, and it can be fun, and it can be a long journey, and it can take time, and it can be difficult and challenging at times. But at the end result is you get to know who you are and what's important to you, one thing at a time, one thing at a time.
Oh, wow. So when you were speaking about living a full life, which I'm so passionate about that. And everybody that is listening to this knows how passionate I am about that. Living a full life, is that mean? So a lot of the people that are listening to this, they are creators, they are inventors, they write things, they sing, they, you know, all that, the journey of the creator. Is that mean to live a full life? Is that mean you spoke about rest? How would you tell us in about like the process of like creating things in this process of full life? How do we add on to our full life, the creating aspect, you're writing the book and singing the song and writing the song? You know, what would be the guidance in that note?
You know, are your people doing this full time? Are they doing it as a side gig? Is it just part of their lives? You know, I think overall, you find time for it. You schedule it. So there is some scheduling. You schedule it so that you have time, but you also schedule. Don't we do our best creating after we've given ourselves a break? So, you know, you've spent all this time in the studio and you've got this flow going, and then the flow is like, okay, I'm complete. Go give yourself a break. Whatever that looks like. Maybe that means that you have to tend to your children. Maybe that means that, you know, you have a job to go to, and then give yourself a little change the atmosphere, change your surroundings. Again, 5 minutes, take a shower, come out of there, go into nature. Nature, number one. Even if it just means sitting in your backyard, even if it means walking down the street, even if it means walking your dog or taking your kids for a walk, taking your kids to the park, watching them play while you take in, you know, what's going on, and being out in nature and being out in, you know, in the world kind of thing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, as creators, our flow comes and goes. You know, you're not always going to be on. And I think that there's a space for grace, to give yourself grace and to realize when the flow isn't happening and you feel like I'm stuck or you feel complete, then a break is needed. And what does that break look like? And your people will figure out. Maybe a break is, I need to go have lunch with a girlfriend. Or the break is, I need to sit on the back porch and listen to the birds sing. Or the break is, I need to clean my house. That counts. That's a, you know, that rest, I use the word rest, but here's the thing about rest. Rest doesn't necessarily mean you go take a nap. Rest can be cleaning the house. If it's easeful and restful for you to move and you feel good as the house gets cleaned, that's considered rest for you. You get to decide, what does rest mean?
Oh, that's so powerful. I think everybody that is listening is feeling like, oh, okay.
Oh, and again, it can be 5 minutes. If that's what you have, 5 minutes. That's all.
Wow. That is such a revelation. Now, when you're talking about like go to nature, what's some of the things you learn in nature?
You know, I think that one of the things that I do and part of my program are horses. Ooh. And I include horses in my coaching program for those that want to work in person, and they'll come to the barn. Horses have so much to teach us in rest, in accepting. I mean, horses don't come with baggage. They meet you where you're at. They interact with each other where they're at, and they accept each other for who they are. I mean, there's no preconceived notions. There's no, you know, there's no like, oh, she did this to me yesterday, I don't like her. You'll watch them move each other around the herd, you know, push each other around. Nobody holds hard feelings. It's just life. It's just going through life. They know how to rest. They know how to relax. They preserve their energy. Nature in general, also, if you look at the cycles, birth, death, rebirth, look at the seasons. We're in winter right now. So for me personally, I used to try to do the New Year's resolutions and end the year strong and start the year strong. And I found that when I tried to live by that, I got burned out. And I was like, I couldn't follow through. And then I was like, what's wrong with me? I'm not in, and I'm a goal person. I like goals. But what I realized is my body, I wanted to live by the seasons. We're in winter. I'm hibernating right now. I'm rejuvenating. Wow. When spring comes, I'm going to get on the bandwagon and go, okay, what do I really want to do this year? And then in summer, everything is just, we're at a growth period. You know, we're just at like, just continuing to grow. And then fall. things start, I start looking back at the year. What do I need to, what needs to fall away? What needs to, you know, what needs to, we harvest what we've worked on, and then what needs to fall away so that we can hibernate for the winter? So look at the seasons. Do you, you know, follow the seasons? And I think just nature itself, just it's thriving, and it's just so alive to sit and listen to the birds, and there's beauty in everything.
I love it. I mean, I love it. I really connected to your message. Like, your message connects to me so much. So that is amazing.
I would just want to say one quick thing. One of the things that I think is important for all of us to remember, we live in our heads all the time, and we forget we have a body. Go start doing things that incorporate your body, that make you feel, even like working out, you're sweating, sitting in nature and listening to the birds, tasting good food, feeling a hug, all of those things. Start getting out of your head and into your body. Another real important thing.
I appreciate it. That is absolutely powerful and beautiful. Wow. I'm going to have to like listening to this like repetitive throughout the day so I can take it in, all the goodness which you're bringing in. Because we're running out of time, what is some of the programs that you offer, and how can people connect with you, Laura?
You bet. So one of the things I offer, I have a free mini audio series that's called Five Secrets of Unlocking the Wild Awake Woman. You can find that on my website at wildawakewoman.com. And that's going to give you a good idea. Anyone that takes that quick and easy 5 days of 5 minute or less audios, walk you through all the pillars of becoming a wild awake woman, you get an idea of what's possible. And so that's just a taste of the work that I do. And I do that in VIP sessions. I work one-on-one. I can do that online. Or if you happen to want to come to me and you want to work with the horses, we can do it with the horses as well. I also have a 90-minute call that if you just want a quick, here's where I'm at. I just need, you know, I need somebody to talk to walk me through some things, or I feel stuck, or I really just want to explore what wild awake living would mean to me. I have a 90-minute call. Let's hop on a call and we can do that.
Okay.
That is, and so all of that can be found at the website.
Yes. I add the website into the group chat, and then it will be also in the show notes. And, I'm just so, so glad that you are here in this conversation. This is so powerful. I'm so excited for all the creators, entrepreneurs, and the people that are listening to this show today. I'm so glad that you were able to share such a valuable lessons that I know that if we do apply, will make a big difference in our lives. With that being said, I'm so thankful for the time you've given to us, to the listener, to the people that you didn't even yet met, but you love on them. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for showing up and for being such a sweet and wonderful friend.
Thank you so much. This was wonderful. I love talking about this, and I'm so passionate. We all are worthy of living as wild awake women.
Amen. Great day, everybody. And thank you, Laura, for being here.